Not long ago, Google was viewed as the biggest loser of the AI era. You might remember Tard, or I mean Bard, Google's first ChatGPT competitor, released in February of 2023. During the livestream announcement, Bard immediately hallucinated and crashed Google's stock by 9%. And all the experts told us, Google was collapsing under its own bureaucratic weight. And yet somehow, this week, they may have just pulled off the biggest Mongolian reversal in history with the release of Gemini 3. Unlike the Bard disaster, the Gemini 3 release pumped Google's stock by 6% to an all-time high, and they became the overwhelming favorite to have the best AI model by the end of the year. In today's video, we'll find out if Gemini 3 gets us closer to the singularity, or if Bard just got its hands on some of Brian Johnson's magic mushrooms. It is November 21st, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. But back in my day, all the gifted kids would get their wiggles out by holding Beyblade battles in between Johnny Bravo reruns. But nowadays, all the cool kids are designing elaborate benchmarks to test the capabilities of the latest AI models. Like, imagine you needed to know which AI model was the best at detecting silhouettes of Pokemon, or which was the best at managing a simulated vending machine business, or which was the closest to general intelligence and therefore most likely to use our meatbag bodies as an energy source. Regardless of which one you choose, odds are Gemini 3 Pro is at the top of the list, and it's not even very close. It swept all the major LM Arena leaderboards, took the top spot on WeirdML, Humanity's Last Exam, Math Arena, and many others. Now, I know Trust Me Bro benchmarks aren't everything, but it's been a minute since we've had a new model release dominate across so many of them at the same time. And if you don't really trust benchmarks, AMP just replaced Claude with Gemini 3 Pro to power their coding agent after they realized it did everything Sonnet 4.5 did, but better. That's impressive, but the AI war is still raging, and Gemini 3 wasn't even the most interesting announcement from Google. They also unveiled a brand new technology called anti-gravity, a new electromagnetic propulsion device that allows cars to fly just like in Back to the Future 2. I wish that were true, but no, anti-gravity is actually just another VS Code fork designed for agentic coding with Gemini. You might remember back in July when the co-founders of Windsurf suddenly ditched their employees and, with a non-exclusive license to the tech, joined Google in a $2.4 billion deal. We haven't heard much about it since, but this week we're finally seeing the aftermath of that with the release of Anti-Gravity, a new agentic development platform led by the former Windsurf co-founders. According to the announcement video,
"Congratulations! You have been elevated to a manager of agents."
In other words, the AI figured out how to use you as a meatbag energy source before it even got to AGI. My favorite feature is when they forgot to rename Cascade, which is the name of Windsurf's coding agent. And yes, if you're following along at home, it's turtles all the way down. Their biggest competitor is obviously Chad, the BrainRot IDE backed by Y Combinator. Unlike every other editor, Chad integrates your BrainRot vices directly into your agentic coding workflow, allowing you to gamble, watch TikTok, or even swipe on Tinder while your agents do work for you in the background. Next on the list is Google's other editor, IDX, which, unlike Anti-Gravity, is web-based. Oh, never mind, it looks like that's dead, and it's now called Firebase Studio, which accelerates your entire development lifecycle with AI agents, which is kind of like Google's other editor, Jules, which is an autonomous coding agent, which is nothing like my preferred editor, Notepad++, but all of which could probably use some help from the sponsor of today's video, Mobin.com. I've been using Mobin for 5 years now, and what they do is provide highly detailed breakdowns of every screen in thousands of popular applications. You can analyze specific UI elements or entire user journeys for things like onboarding and checkout, then copy and paste the whole thing into Figma to kickstart your own design. Mobin also just launched a collection of animations, which shows you all the whimsical interactions used by the most successful apps in the world, to get our smooth monkey brains hooked on their products. Give Mobin a try for free right now, and use the link below to get an extra 20% discount. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.